Okay, good morning. We are starting our October board meeting, and we are going to start with IFRS for SMEs, and I give the floor to Michelle.
This is agenda paper 7. At this meeting, we'd like the board to discuss the timing of the next review of the IFRS for SMEs. The board issued the IFRS for SMEs in 2009 and made its first set of amendments to the standard last year. Last year, the board also discussed the process for future reviews of the IFRS for SMEs and tentatively decided on an approach where there'd be mandatory comprehensive reviews on a 5 to 6 year cycle, and also have an option to have an interim review between each comprehensive review to enable the board to be more responsive to make changes if there are any urgent changes from any recent changes to full IFRS or any other urgent issues that have arisen. So the objective of this meeting is to consider whether there's a need for an interim review during the current cycle, or whether we should wait until the next comprehensive review of the IFRS for SMEs, which is due to start in early 2019. If we do perform an interim review, the likely effect of that will be bringing forward the next set of amendments by 2 or 3 years. Now, the staff have presented our analysis of changes that we would need to consider to full IFRS, or changes to full IFRS that we'd need to consider during the next review in the agenda paper. There's quite a lot of changes to full IFRS that would need to be considered. There's also a fallback to IAS 39 that we'd also need to consider. Now, based on our analysis and the feedback from the SME implementation group, we're not recommending that the board should perform an interim review in advance of the next comprehensive review. Instead, what we think it would be a better use of staff and board resources to have a research phase where the staff considers changes to full IFRS standards, where possible together with the project team that helped to develop those changes to full IFRS, to ensure we're well prepared for the next comprehensive review. So the question for the board is, do you think there's a need for the board to perform an interim review of the IFRS for SMEs starting this year?
Amaro?
Just to reinforce how supportive I am not to do anything right now. I coming from a region where this is a particularly important standard. I do believe they are the ones asking for stability right now. So. And I really appreciate your thorough analysis of all the standards that are to be effective from now until 2021. I think this set of companies do need some stability.
Mary?
Agree with the staff recommendation not to do an interim update at this time. One question challenge I had is, I'm not convinced about doing research in the time between now and the next update, just because I'm concerned that it isn't particularly effective in terms of getting the project going. I think especially when it's standards that have not yet been implemented, we want to learn from that implementation experience. So that spending time now in a hypothetical analysis that doesn't have the benefit of the experience of applying it in practice, it seems to me not a good use of time, and I'd rather have more time saved to devote to the update when it comes to it. So agree about not doing something now, but question whether it's research for the sake of research or whether there's something we think we can capture now that would be efficient when it comes to doing the update.
Thank you. I agree with the step recommendation. However, two things are based on some small number of that SME IG members are suggesting some kind of issues on, for example, pair of plans and some other things. They would like to have this kind of amendments to be reflected in the SME standards earlier. So what I'm saying is how strong these SME IG members would like to have this kind of improvement.
They were in a minority, a couple of, I think I put the numbers in the appendix of how many people raised that, but we did actually consider the bearer plant amendment as part of the last review, because it had been issued at the time, but we just, it was issued after the exposure draft of amendment was issued, but we did consider whether it was an urgent amendment to make at that time. And we decided, because the SME, the IFRS SMEs currently has a model where it's requirement to fair value bearer plants unless it would result in undue cost or effort. We decided that it didn't have the same concern as we did under full IFRS where it was required fair value measurement. So we did decide at that time that it wasn't necessarily an urgent amendment.
Stephen?
I agree with all your recommendations. But to Mary's point, I actually took completely the opposite view. I thought that it would help to do the work with the staff team in place immediately after standards being issued. I also thought it would help to discuss it at the board at that stage as well and not wait to accumulate all of these things and then have a very lengthy period of discussion on all the different standards at a later time. Obviously, that can be then confirmed at the time of the review, taking into account whatever additional information it is. But I thought the opposite would be the better way of doing it.
Thanks. Well, I tend to agree with the staff as well. But I have a question in terms of process for the decision. Have we sought advice from the Advisory Council or the ASAF on the strategy regarding the SME standard?
We did earlier on. We haven't on the because initially, when the IFRS with SMEs was issued, the board decided that we would update, or we would consider updates on a for every 3 years, or that the board would consider issuing omnibus exposure draft every 3 years. So the update, when the board discussed the its process for. Well, last year when it reconsidered the review process, it didn't really change that review process much. It actually considered, rather than having issuing an omnibus exposure draft every 3 years or approximately every 3 years, it would instead split that into a mandatory comprehensive review every on a 6-year cycle with the option for an interim review between cycle, which would result in a similar outcome.
I think about the strategic aspect of this decision here. It's not only about technical matters, it's how stable should the SME standard be, and maybe we should seek advice from the Advisory Council on this kind of strategic decision.
Doc?
Thank you. I agree with staff recommendation, and I think we don't have to do the interim review this year. Regarding the preparation for the comprehensive review, I agree with Stephen's comment, and actually we have to think about two factors when we consider the SME. One factor is implementation experience. So every standard should be tested by practice. So after it is tested by practice, it should be incorporated to the SME. That's the one thing. The other factor is the logical sequence. So as far as logical sequence is concerned, the best timing is as soon as we finalize our IFRS. So I think we should incorporate some due process to consider SME as soon as we finish IFRS, what kind of logical sequence, logical implication we have for the new standard. That would help the future discussion of SME. And let me touch upon the fallback. I think the idea of fallback doesn't make sense because IFRS SME and IFRS is in a sense independent standards. So therefore, having fallback system doesn't really make sense.
Beryl.
So I was going to come in before Stephen. Did I agree with everything Stephen said in terms of thinking about the
what we've termed research. I agree with the other recommendations in this paper. I just wonder, listening to Mary's comment, if we're not mischaracterizing this approach by calling it research. Mm-hmm. I think essentially what we're doing is we're saying, as we issue a new standard, while it's still fresh in board members' minds, while it's still fresh in staff members' minds, let's see if we can leverage on that information to develop some thinking about how we would apply that in the IFRS for SME space. I'm not sure research in hindsight is the right term, but I would agree with the outcome that you've suggested in the paper.
And maybe it's more like a two-step process where when IFRS are published, we can think about the effect for SMEs, but then also update our thinking with implementation experience.
Gary?
And I also agree with recommendation do nothing now, and actually I'm not so sure we should do anything, whether you call it research or anything else, in the short term. I mean, the most I would do is towards the end of a project, a very short staff paper, what might be on an SME follow-up list later on. But you know, we spent yesterday, the admin meeting, talking about workload and balancing. I mean, something's got to give in the process. I mean, this schedule wouldn't start for almost 2.5 years as it is. I think this is an easy one to let slide. I do agree with when it's fresh in your mind, this is a good time to do it, but everything you negotiated, everything you worked on is in a public company's, public accountable entity sense. I think it's a very different paradigm in there. I would just honestly be inclined to do nothing, if nothing else, no more than a very short staff paper near the end of a project at the absolute most.
There you go.
No, I support Mary and Gary's view. I think the question is the allocation resource. You know, Michelle has been so skillful and successful to look up any project, and she's now having the goodwill impairment, the big ones, and also principal disclosure. And I think unless we find another junior staff, otherwise, I think the trouble not on her shoulder, but also on ourselves. And I would rather prefer, you know, we finish the goodwill and impairment as early as we can, and also move the principal disclosure as effective as we can, and have three major projects on her shoulder. I don't think it's workable.
Mary, again?
Yeah, just one further thought about what we do as we complete the standards, you know, how much we do, whether we go the extra step Stephen was talking about or not. I think it might be interesting to ask SME standard stakeholders, particularly those applying it, if that is helpful to them or not. And all I'm thinking about is one of the messages from our agenda consultation about people, how much capacity do people have to follow changes, and it might actually be harder if we go that extra step of doing the tentative deliberations standard by standard for the SME stakeholders to monitor all along. Now, they may say, we don't care, as long as we have a chance for input, that's fine. I just suggest thinking about that in terms of figuring out what we do when. That, you know, and maybe that would argue for the debrief paper immediately in the wake, but nothing more than first thoughts. Don't have a view, just wanted to ask you to think about that.
Beryl? So I think that's a fair point, and Amara's just reminded me that we mustn't forget the role that SMIG plays in this process. To Mary's point, I think we've got the SMIG that would be the first port of call for any work that we do in this space, and I would imagine that we're not looking for any consultation beyond what the SMIG would provide us with. So I think even thinking about that, to an extent, if we follow Stephen's suggestion, the idea of going out with periodic updates that SMIG can just give us a comment on and then we can park that until later may well be useful, but that might be a good question that we can ask SMIG about, and how they would see themselves participating in this kind of research element. I don't like the word research, but whatever we want to call it, element of the process. Follow-up process.
Okay.